Right, delighted to say Paul Rowley joins me. Another big win tonight, built on solid defence and desire and that willingness to work for each other.
Definitely, I think we had to weather a bit in the first 25 minutes, so that would just feel very good. They control the ruck with them without the ball. We scored two fantastic tries, and then we took over the game through Mark Snead, kicking game and field position and possession as well. I thought our completions throughout were really high, back to where we've been, which was good. If you're going to play against Huddersfield, you need to be good in them areas and kind of beat them at their own game. You've got to be willing to bend your back and earn it, because they're a good team. We know that they've got good players. They stick to the system that they believe in, and so we had to challenge that, and I thought we did. I thought we was good with the ball, and I think when Sam Stone's try or Ryan Bradley's try got disallowed for Sam Stone obstruction, I thought it was an incorrect call. I thought we had the ability to go on and have a good solid win here today, so I'm glad we got there, however close it was in the end, because I felt we thoroughly deserved it.
I'm going to say, did you feel comfort on that first half? Because I never really thought Huddersfield really threatened us, and you seem to have my hard ground.
Yeah, I thought we had the ability to go on, like I say, and it had a strong scoreline written all over it. But again, you've got to credit your opposition as well, that they created some chaos. There was a lot of penalties, there were a lot of two yellows, a red card, a lot more than we've seen in recent weeks, in recent games. It's hard to keep up, and I thought that chaos suited a team that were chasing a game. But they had the players to capitalise on that chaos and space. So credit to Huddersfield for doing that.
Big plays though, wasn't they? Particularly that start of that second half. You down to 12 man, Ryan Briley's off, and you force the Huddersfield player behind the, and we get a try from that on the back of that. I think Sneedy forces a drop out. So it's big play like that.
Huge period without Ryan on, because we controlled the ball. It didn't tax us too much energy wise because we controlled the ball. So we came through that unscathed. And ultimately, I think if we'd have come through that tired or a bit beat up, then I don't think we lost the game there, because towards the end we were shipping them on and shipping them off in terms of players who were going down busted. So I think it's a costly win in terms of injuries, but one game at a time, we'll play what's in front of us, and against the Huddersfield side that's very, very strong and in good form, then we're delighted to get the win.
You've just beat two really fancied teams last couple of weeks. You must be a fancied team. And everyone seems to write us all off, don't they? But you like it that
Keep
way.
It
but
quiet.
You said it at a cost. Mm. You've lost two players. I think, did you say Joe Mellor's broke his arm?
Joe Mellor's gone now for a considerable time. So, and like Killard is, Joe Shorrocks is as well. So, yeah. And there's a couple more as well. But hopefully they come through all right. So.
Is anybody near in the way back? How's David Nofaluma?
He's going to play in the reserves tomorrow, so he's like anybody at the club. He's got to earn his shirt, and at the minute he's playing in the reserves.
Should we get anybody else nearer coming back to fit? How's Ben Elliwell doing?
Elliwell's good to go. He's playing in the reserves to get some game time, and Chris Hankinson were in the squad today, so we've got a couple of bodies back, but positionally they kind of don't cover Joe Mellor. We can probably work around Josh Shorrocks a bit more, but they do provide quite a bit of energy. Any player down here is a big loss, because they're all valuable in their own little way.
You certainly have it tough, don't you? I mean, you get a good win, but then there's something else to worry about, Paul.
Yeah, and you know what, kind of start enjoying that after a bit, don't you? If it was easy, then maybe we wouldn't enjoy it as much, but I'd like to give it a go nevertheless.
You certainly do, mate. Thanks very much for speaking to us, Paul. Best of luck next week at Lee, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers,
mate.
Buddy.